This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اتق الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we recite the morning dua together. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka nushur. Bismillahil ladzi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin nabiyya. Allahumma zidni ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Allahumma atqilna jannatak wa jilna minan nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Amin Ya Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah Rabbil Alameen for His guidance, for His mercy, for His blessing, for His forgiveness. And may Allah Rabbil Alameen strengthen our iman. Amin. Increase our patience in facing the difficult time, trial, affliction, fitan, and death. Alhamdulillah, we pray may Allah Rabbul Alameen make those who are not well become better, healthier, inshaAllah. For those who is healthy, we make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, that they use their energy, their health to please Allah Rabbul Alameen, to serve Allah's deen, so that we will not regret at the end of the day. For those who have wealth, we ask Allah to bless their wealth so that their wealth will make them closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen by spending in the cause of Allah Rabbul Alameen, not to waste unnecessary. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us a lot of patience, especially when we encounter fitan and funeral, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we have been discussing about death, and every time in the beginning of the class, I recite one ayah, the ayah that the Prophet ﷺ always recite, and also the companions, the four caliph and the four great imam, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, and Hanbali, rahimallahu alayhim jami'an. There is the ayah in Surah Ali Imran, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. This ayah reminds us as believer to try our level best to strengthen our iman to the level of taqwa. And then Allah also reminds us to make sure that we will not end and die without submitting to Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now the ending is also very important. Yeah? We know that the ending play a very important role in our life. That's why we always ask Allah, Allahumma khtim lana bi husnil khatimah, wa Allah give us good ending, wa la tahtim alayna bi su'il khatimah, and don't give us a bad ending. To know whether we are having a good ending or not, inshallah, we can look into our daily life. At the end of the day, do we end with something good and positive? Every day, our relationship with husband and wife, children and parents, friends, do we have a good ending, yeah, before we depart, before we sleep, example. Husband and wife normally will have to check whether before you go to sleep, do you have a good ending? Do you make your husband happy with you? Do the husband make the wife happy, yeah, towards him? And so on. The children should also look into that. Yeah? Meet up with the parent, ask for forgiveness if they have the time. If not, at least, you know, say some good word to the parent, excuse themselves, they are going to bed. Because we do not know, they may be the last meeting we have with each other. You can be very healthy, yeah, before you sleep, but we do not know whether you are going to wake up again or not. No one knows. That's why every night the Prophet reminds us to make a dua, very simple dua, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. This reminds us that, oh Allah, with your name, I'm going to die. Even we are not dying yet, but the dua, yeah, is telling us that we are going to die. Amutu. So, maut can also mean people who are dying. Maut also can mean people who are sleeping. And they won't wake up again in this planet Earth, but they'll wake up, yeah, in a different world. So we always ask Allah Rabbul Alamin to make us the people who remember Him before we sleep, yeah, by saying Bismikallahumma amut wa ahya. Wa ahya mean if Allah's will, we may open our eye again, we may survive for the next day. That is only if Allah will, because no one really know when we are going to meet Allah Rabbul Alamin. That's why Allah calls us to prepare ourselves. Our children, who we love so much, we also do not know whether they will go first or we will go first. We hope as parents that we will go first. The norm is that the elders also feel that we have to go first. But Allah Rabbul Alameen did not say that the elders must go first. The Quran and Sunnah never said that only old people will go first. When your time comes, you go. Newborn baby also can go back to Allah Rabbul Alameen. We are so happy to receive a newborn child. After 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, they are no more with us. Yeah. It's not easy, but that is reality. That is what Qadar is. No one really know. And that's why Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us to always prepare and remember that day, يَوْمْ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Whatever property you have, you cannot save that soul anymore. You cannot buy life, you know, with Allah. And maybe human, maybe you can redeem. Example, if somebody kills somebody, there is a qisas. So that qisas can be redeemed. If you say, can you forgive my son for killing your son? No, I'll pay you some compensation money, badal qisas, nafs bin nafs, then it is allowed if the other party agreed upon. Yeah, there are time we can buy, but normally when Allah fixed the time for us to go back to Him, we cannot buy time anymore. Yeah. We just have to go back to Allah Rabbul Alameen. And the beauty of Islam is Allah Rabbul Alameen used the term of death as ghadan. Allah used the term as ghadan. Remember in Surah Hashar, Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghadan. Ghadan means tomorrow. The real Arabic for tomorrow is ghadan. The normal Arabic is Bukhara. Yeah, Bukhara is a normal Arab people used to use this term, but the Quran used the term Ghadan, tomorrow. And this tomorrow is a tomorrow of the next life. No more here. No. So inshallah, we hope all of us have prepared ourselves well, especially with our children. We all love children, especially grandchildren. For those who have grandchildren, we love grandchildren more than our children sometimes. It's very common, yeah? It's not something wrong, but it's very common, yeah? Because children have their own fitra. Their child, they are very pure and clean, innocent. That's why our love towards them is different. How naughty they are not naughty, yeah? They are just hyperactive. But it's good to use that term, hyperactive, active, energetic. Don't say naughty, naughty, yeah? Because it is your words. It is a prayer. Each time when you say naughty, 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 you know, then they become naughty. So you don't blame them. They say, you have been saying I'm naughty, so they become naughty. So you must say they're active, you know, very energetic. We want our children to be, yeah, active. If they are not active also, we have become very sad, yeah? We are worried. The last class we talk about, yeah, what we talk about with grieving and mourning over the dead, yeah, that is allowed according to the teaching of Islam. Yeah, shed tears and so on is very normal. Those who have a soft heart, yeah, I think all of us have a soft heart. Yeah, our heart is still very soft. Yeah. Even sometimes we say to someone, you have a very, yeah, your heart is like a rock. No heart, yeah, is really like a rock. Yeah. Only a bit stubborn here and there. Yeah. Sometimes we are a bit stubborn. Sometimes we are, alhamdulillah. So today we are going into patience and ihtisab for losing a child. I have quoted earlier, yeah, children who we love so much, yeah, may have to leave us earlier than us. Yeah. When we were in Japan, our last trip, yeah, we met two sisters, very good sisters. One is a born Muslim, one is a revert. Two sisters was tested by Allah with the death of their young children. Yeah. It is really a test for both of them. One involved in an accident with the whole family, and everybody was okay. The mother have a bad injury, broken her leg and so on, but the son passed away. Then another sister who was a revert, you know, got married and got one child, also passed away. So when we talk about death, these two individuals, you know, respond very well. But we always give them good news. Let us look into this hadith first, inshallah. Patience and ihtisab are most highly rewarded when exercised in the case of losing a child. Abu Huraira, the companion of our Prophet ﷺ, reported that Allah's Messenger ﷺ said, لا يموت لأحد من المسلمين ثلاث من الولد فتمسوه النار إلا تحلة القسم. When three of a Muslim children die, hellfire will not touch him. Hellfire will not touch him, except in fulfillment of the oath. Yeah? If you look at the hadith, it's an authentic hadith. Yeah? We will continue first with some ayah, then later on we come back to share with you the meaning of this hadith. In this hadith, the Prophet referred to Allah's promise in the following ayah. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْدِيًا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًا. None of you but will pass over in or it hell. This is upon your Lord an inevitable decree, Qadar. then we will save those who have taqwa and leave the wrongdoer in it on their knees. Now Allah Rabbul Alameen is telling us that we are going to go through the sirat. Yeah? We are going to pass the sirat, the long sirat. Yeah? At the day of judgment. Yawmul Qiyamah. Those who have sinned, normally they were dropped. And there are hooks below this bridge, there are hooks that Allah will pull us up. Yeah? When you drop, you will feel the heat of hellfire, because hellfire is just below. But we will feel the heat of the hellfire, then we will be saved by Allah and pull us back on the top of the sirat, and we start to move again. The more you sin, then you will drop more to feel the heat of hellfire. For those who commit shirk, there is no hope for him to be hooked up. When you drop, you drop. Because people who commit shirk will not pass sirat safely. They just can't, because Allah forbid them. Because after that sirat, that means you are safe from hellfire. Even you are not entering Jannah yet, because there is a smaller bridge called Qantara. But you will be there until you settle whatever problem you have among Muslims. And one of the things that we always be very careful is that among Muslims, you have rights. Among us, we have rights. One of the rights that is very, very important that we do not honor anymore is our dignity. Every one of us have their dignity. Marwah in the Malay. Ada harga diri, ada marwah. The Prophet ﷺ remind us, man satara musliman, whoever cover, honor, disclose the weaknesses, the wrongdoing of another Muslim for the sake of Allah. If the wrongdoing is very personal, especially every one of us do commit sins here and there through our words, our action, through our eye, through our tongue. But if the sin is just between you with someone, it's not an open sin, it's not a public sin, then we should all honor every individual weaknesses by covering their weaknesses, not to expose. When you expose, the Prophet ﷺ reminds us that Allah will expose your own weaknesses in front of the public and the day of judgment. He should love to expose the sin of any Muslim who have right upon each other, then at the day of judgment Allah will expose our own sin in front the public, in front everybody. So aura is something very, very important for us to be very careful. As brothers and sisters, we have to look into it seriously to make sure that we do not expose the sin of any of our brothers or sisters who commit sins secretly, individually, but not openly. And that's why the Prophet said, I quote this hadith many, many times, but I always like to remind everybody about this hadith again and again. The Prophet said, قُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافِيَ, all my ummah commit sin will be forgiven by Allah except mujahirin. إِلَّا mujahirin means a mujahirin is a person who is proud of his or her sin. No, he dared to challenge the public, tell the public, So openly, he or she commit her sin without shyness, without feeling of shame. And that kind of sin is like challenging Allah's authority. That Allah, the Prophet said, Allah would not forgive him or her so easily. Of course, at the end of the day, it's up to Allah. Illa mujahirin. But the only sin that Allah said, I will not forgive forever, is shirk. Now, shirk have a lot of things to do with what is happening to all of us. Especially when we are sick, when we are dying, and nobody loves to die, and the people will come and give you all this idea to do all these different kind of things, and then you get involved in shirk. Believing in, by doing this, you will protect yourself from dying. As a believer, we know life and death is qadar of Allah Rabbul Alameen. It's not because of sickness, because of qadar. Sickness is just a reason, sabab. Now, the Prophet was saying that when three of a Muslim children die, the fire will not touch him. The fire will not touch who? The parent. Now, this hadith do not emphasize girl or boy, as long as children. The word children used by this hadith is very interesting. Maybe we don't have children. We are married for 10, 20 years, we don't have children. So we may not qualify in this hadith, but Allah and the Prophet is telling us that even you don't have your own biological children, you may have adopted children, you may have your nephew, your niece, your nieces that your family member pass it to you to take care of them, and the upbringing is with you. Now, and when the hadith talk about children, it's talking about those who do not reach the age of maturity, baligh. They have no sin, they are very innocent, and you have been teaching them to be a good child, a good boy, a good girl. Because if the Prophet will emphasize only girl, then she or he will use the word banat. That's why you look at the name that we used to name our children. When you come to girls, binti. When you come to boy, bin. Then you know it's a she and a he. So when the Prophet ﷺ used bint or banat, means girl. Banin means boy. But when he used walad, that means it's not just your biological children, it can be any children. Allah is very fair. You may not have your own children, you are not married, you don't have children. So how can you qualify in this hadith? By taking care of other people's children, adopted children, you sponsor some children. Maybe you don't have the time to adopt them because you have to work to survive, but you have extra money that you adopt few children, and then whoever taking care of the children is in a good hand, in a good amana, then you also will get the reward, inshallah. Except in fulfillment of the oath, meaning except there is some kind of nazar that you have promised with Allah Rabbul Alameen. You make promises with Allah to fulfill and you break the promise, then Allah have to deal with you personally. And that's why the Prophet do allow us to make nazar with Allah, but he never encouraged us. If I have this, I want to do this for the sake of Allah. If Allah give me health now, I am going to Makkah. And then after you're healthy, you forget Makkah. You remember Japan, Switzerland, New Zealand, but you forget Makkah. Now you owe Allah, you promise to Allah that you are going. That Allah will handle with you personally. Because you are promising Allah that you are going to do it. This nazar is very, very serious. That's why Islam allowed, but the Prophet never encouraged. Worried that we do not fulfill the nazar. Example, if I got this, or I get this and that, I was going to fast 10 days. 10 days I'm going to fast. After you get what you want, so happy you forget fasting. You only remember having kunduri and kunduri because you're happy, you forget about fasting. But at least if you nazar for fasting, also you have a way to redeem. You can redeem if you can't fast. But if you know that you can't do it, don't make that kind of promise with Allah Rabbul Alameen. So that now there are other hadiths, whether it's here or not, they are coming later on, inshallah. So the ayah that Allah is telling us, none of you but will pass over it hell, this is upon your lot, an inevitable decree, that means it's a qadar that you cannot escape. Then we will save those who have taqwa. Allazina taqaw. And that's why Allah always reminds us, Ya yuhallazina amanu, ittaqillah, ittaqillah. The Prophet always reminds his ummah, ittaqillah, ittaqillah. Do you still remember how to attain taqwa? How to attain taqwa? Any one of us remember? How to attain taqwa? Only with two character. With two character, you attain taqwa. Where is that? The Prophet said, ittaqillah, ittaqillah. Then the Prophet guide his ummah. What is that? As-sam'a wa ta'a. As-sam'a wa ta'a is sami'na wa ata'na. That means when somebody is reminding us about what Allah said, not what they say, what Allah said in the Quran, and they are quoting the ayah, or they are quoting the saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why the saying of the Prophet was also very important? Because Allah commands us to follow his Prophet. By following the Prophet, you are following the Quran. If Allah said he's the best example and you don't follow the best example, that means you are not following what Allah wants us to follow. So you cannot separate the Prophet from the Quran. Even we always emphasize the importance of reading the Quran, understand the Quran, act upon the Quran. It's important. Alhamdulillah, majority of the Muslim parents have been guiding their children to read the Quran. If they fail to guide them, they send them to Quranic class, and the children have finished at least once khatam 30 juz. Alhamdulillah. But what make us fail towards our children, we did not follow up for the second round. After you have recited the Quran, now you have to go through to understand the Quran. There are two ways. Either you go by ayah to ayah, page to page, juzu to juzu. I think ayah is too short. I think page to page is, I don't think you can say it's too long. Page to page is very practical. So we should emphasize the important, or you can spend time as parent. Every day you can just open the Quran, just one page. If you're one of your children who is very good in reciting, let them recite. then somebody recite the meaning. Is that easy for us to practice this? I think it's very easy. Page to page is easy. Juzuk to juzuk, then maybe some of them will doze off very easily. No, you don't have to give them sleeping pill. You can see suddenly they are gone. Yeah? But it's easy page to page. I will encourage all the brothers and sisters who are here, you can exercise that immediately by doing it even tonight, page to page. Do it together with the whole family. There's a lot of blessing. There's a lot of blessing. If no one know how to recite, you know how to recite, you recite and call your children to recite the meaning. Which one, English or Malay, is up to us, which one is more convenient, easy to understand. Just the meaning, understand the meaning first. Now, how to act upon the ayah, you need another section to go, inshallah. So taqwa is those who listen and obey. Now, just look at this character of listening and obeying. Now, how beautiful, how nice, how peaceful you as a parent, when you have children, when you talk, they listen and they act upon what you want them to do. How do you feel? Allahu Akbar. You feel so happy, to have this kind of children. You have to train them from young. Listen first, and then we hope they will understand and they will obey and act upon it. No parent want anything bad to happen to their children. Children must have their understanding. And Allah, who created all of us, do not want anything bad to happen to us. He want the best, but we may not know. He revealed the Quran, but we read without understanding. So how can we benefit from the Quran? Quran is a guidance, but if you don't understand, it will not help you. This is just an example. Then Allah Rabbul Alameen said that, then we will save those who have taqwa and leave the wrongdoer in it on their knees. This is going to happen to all of us. And passing over it refer to the people walking over the bridge that will be erected over hell. I think I have shared with you once, many years ago maybe, about what is going to happen in the day of judgment. Number one, after Allah resurrected all of us, Allah Rabbul Alameen will prepare a scale. There's a scale where the scale will weigh all our deeds. When we buy things in this, now today, alhamdulillah, most of the wet market, the government have sent one of their officers to put a scale in the middle of the wet market for those who, after buying all their foods, fruits or anything, you can even do the scaling again to make sure that they do not cheat. This is what the Prophet command us, and this is what Omar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu reinforced by himself when he was the Khalifa. Islam encouraged everybody to get involved in business. Islam encouraged people to do business. There's a lot of barakah. You have your freedom, your free time, but in the same time, the Prophet remind the business people, and also Omar, he don't collect tax from these business people who work very hard. They have zakat already to tax them. The earth is an amanah. As long as they take good care, they clean the area, they don't charge them. No fees. No fees. Now we have to charge. Why we charge them? Because we charge them so they dirty the place. When they come in, all the road is so clean. After that, after they finish their business, they will bring back their goods. They will leave all the rubbish there. So sad to see what is happening to us. If you go out from this place, you see that the dustbin in front is they overturn, so everybody throw the rubbish outside. This is how clean we are. May Allah protect us. You know? Anyhow, where were we just now? The scale. Allahu Akbar. The scale in the market is good because there are a lot of cheating. There are a lot of cheating today. In business, people lie, and then where the haram income comes in. Then after that, Allah will command everybody to pass through the bridge, Sirat. And the Muslim, inshallah, majority of us may be able to pass through. Then we will stop at Qantara because we have debts to clear. We have a lot of things not settled here because we don't want to settle it. We are so stubborn. Then you have to settle over there. Abu Hurairah again reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min muslimin yamut lahuma thalathu min al-walad." When three of a Muslim couple children die before reaching baligh puberty, Allah will let the parent into Jannah by virtue of His mercy. They, the children, will be standing by one of the gates of Jannah and will be told, "Enter Jannah." They will say, "Not until our parent come." They will then be told, "Enter Jannah together with your parent by virtue of Allah's mercy." Look at, it's very hurting, it's very painful for parents to see their children die at a young age. It's not easy. Normally, if the doctor will say, they have problem, two of their kidney is gone, are you prepared to sacrifice one of your kidney? We are prepared. Normally. But whatever sacrifices the parent is going to offer to someone else, even your child, you cannot destroy yourself for them. It's also haram. You cannot say, "Take my life, let them survive." No. That is committing suicide. It's not allowed. You love them so much, but you cannot destroy yourself. وَلَا تُلْكُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا تَحْلُقَ. The Prophet ﷺ was reminded by Allah, do not destroy yourself. If you can give them some part of your organ that do not cause death to you, you can. It is your sacrifice. But you cannot say, "Never mind, I'm ready to die for the sake of my son. I'm ready to die for the sake of my girl." No. You cannot do that. Sometimes we know as parents, we don't mind. Our love is so great to the children. Normally, the love to a parent to children is very powerful. But the love towards children towards parents, is always questionable. Because we love to live more than to die for our parents. But our parents prepared to die for us. They work very hard. So now the Prophet is telling that according to this hadith, three children. Now those who don't have three, do they qualify? Yes, of course. There are other hadith, but this hadith that they highlight is about three children. Look at what the children can do for all of us. One day, die before puberty, Allah will grant them that shafa'ah. Allah will say, go to paradise, because there's no hisab for children. They are innocent, they are clean, they are pure. Kullu maulid yula ala fitra, the Prophet said, every child born in a state of fitra, pure and clean, sinless. We don't believe in other people's belief. The people of the book, some of them said, every child is born with the sin of Adam, because we inherit the sin of our great-great-grandfather. But our Prophet said, no. قُلُوا مَوْلُدْ يُولَدْ عَلَى فِطْرَةٍ. Every child is born pure and clean. the sin of somebody, yeah, you don't inherit. You don't inherit sins, no. Yeah? You only start to collect sin when you reach the age of puberty and you commit a sin. Then the sin will start to accumulate. But when you are young, there's no sin. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. Yeah? But you cannot train them, yeah, to do bad things. Then you will commit a lot of sin. Not they, you. Yeah, some people will teach the children to steal from a young age. They are stealing now. It's bad. But you don't blame the child. Yeah, somebody must look into the children and educate them, save them. In a Muslim country, or even a not yet Muslim country, if they found that the parent is making use of the children to do something bad, the welfare department will come and take the children away. That means this parent have failed as a parent. But now you know, world have changed. People are using children to do a lot of bad things. Yeah? But you don't punish the children. You check their background. You look at the back and trace back who is the one who used them, and you separate the child with their parent. Yeah. Sometimes they use their children to go and collect drugs and sell drugs. This is what happened today. May Allah protect all our children. Ameen. Look at how the dialogue between Allah and the children. The children will be standing by one of the gates of Jannah. We know there are 8 gates of Jannah. Yeah. One of the gates is up to Allah to put them in which gate. And Allah will say to them, enter Jannah, utkulu Jannah. Yeah. They will say, not until our parents come. Allahu Akbar. Now this also applies for righteous children. This is for children before they reach the age of puberty. You have other hadiths that the Prophet said, if the upbringing of our children is righteous, they become walad salih. You remember the Prophet said, is a mata ibn Adam. When the children of Adam pass away, only 3 things that benefits them. And one of them is waladan salih yadu'ulahu. Righteous children that pray for them. If your upbringing of your son, your daughter are righteous, mashallah, they pray 5 times a day, they read the Quran, they make a lot of zikr, they do a lot of good deeds, they do good sadaqah, they fast and so on, and they die, and you die too. But we have been committing a lot of sin more than our children, because we live longer than them. So the longer you live, the more sin you've been exposed to. You have more experience. You have a good and bad experiences too. Yeah? If the children die when they are 15, 16, they only commit sin how many years? Yeah? Say they reach the age of puberty for the boy 15. Yeah? When they reach the age of 15, end of 15, they die. Maybe just 1 year, they commit sin. We are 55. Just calculate how many years you commit sin. Allahu musta'an. Then they also will look for us. Allahu Akbar. When Allah command them, you have the right to enter Jannah. One of the people who have the right to enter Jannah, Allah make it very clear in Surah Fajr. Allah said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Wadkhuli jannati. Who have attained the peaceful heart, nafsul mutma'inna. They are pleased with Allah. Whatever Allah ordained and qadar upon them, they have no complaint. They know it's not easy, but they have all the sabr to hold on, accept what Allah have ordained for them. It's not easy, brothers and sisters. I know it's not easy. But because we have some knowledge, we believe in qada, that help us. What can you do? You try your best, look for cure here and there, still you are not well. What can you do? Just go back to Allah, have faith in Him. By your patience you have, Allah erase more of our sins. But it's not easy because the pain that we are going through. That's where patience is. If there's no pain, there's no patience. When you don't have problem, can you tell the people, I'm a very patient person. What patient you're talking about? You have no problem. Those who have problem and they hold on, they never give up that easily. Yeah? They always hope and hold on. Allahu Akbar. I was talking to a group of teachers yesterday. Yeah. And this group of teachers, they are local and they are foreigners from different countries. Yeah? It's an international school. Yeah. And talking to them, how important for them to educate the children. Then Allah will reward them, not just getting salary every month, if they really commit themselves, become a murabbi. A murabbi is more than a muallim. Muallim is a teacher. There's a lot of teachers today, but very few murabbi. Our prophets, the Khalifa, the four great imam, they're all murabbi. Murabbi means you are taking care of your children, guiding them, teaching them, or you are teaching the student with love, with care, and like a mother or a father taking care of their own children. Not only in the class that you are helping them, monitoring them, guiding them, even outside the class, when you see them do something wrong, you remind them. Yeah? You supervise them. When you travel with them, you keep on remind them. When they eat, you remind them. No? Whatever they do, you remind them. When you're in the car before you start to move, you remind them to make the dua of Musafir. No? Every time you remind them, it's like how we always remind our children, mashallah. Zakirin Allah wa zakirat. You always make sure that you and your children remember Allah Rabbul Alameen. That is very, very important. Yeah? It's just like husband and wife remind each other about the zikr. Yeah? Before we eat, you read, at least you say Bismillah, example. No? After food, you say Alhamdulillah. And when you sneeze, you say what? Alhamdulillah. And what the other brothers or sisters have to say to you? Ya Arhamukallah. And what are you going to say back to them? Alhamdulillah, we have only few sisters who voice out loud and clear. The rest, they remember, they are shy to just to recite it aloud. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, in our class, normally, even our Sunday class, we have brothers and sisters, especially the Sister Aisha, Sister Rohani, they are always helping us, you know, and helping the sister, represent the sister. The one who they represent the brother is Haji Arifin, the uncle of Sister Zarina, an elderly man, but he is always very responsive. You know? Alhamdulillah. Yeah? We need that. Yeah? We need that kind of backup. Alhamdulillah. So our children, even they after baligh, if they are the righteous children and they die, and when Allah said, go to paradise, they also said, no, until my parent will come with me. And that is the time, with the mercy of Allah, Allah command the parent who have committed so much sin to come out and enter Jannah, not because of their deeds. According to the scale of Allah, they have failed. But because of the prayer and the demand of their children. So if you can educate your children to become righteous children, brother and sister, that is the best asset that you leave behind. I know a lot of children have grown up. Nothing is too late. Nothing is too late. Try your level best. If you feel it difficult, when we are free, bring them over. Let us help you to talk to them so that they may start to think and value back, yeah, what kind of sacrifices that their parents have given them that they overlook. You know, sometimes children take things for granted. You know? So we have to help them. We don't communicate with our children a lot today. Very busy. We thought by giving money, giving present, giving things is okay. No. We hope that we'll give them the right value in Islam, inshallah. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported that Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said again, أَيُّمَ مْرَأَةٍ مَاتَ لَهَا سَلَاسَ مِنَ الْوَلَدْ كَانَ هِجَابًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Whenever three of a woman's children die, there will be a shield for her from the fire. Now this is talking about, why in this hadith now the Prophet is talking about mother, woman. Because women sacrifice more than men always. Yeah. They do not just bear the children, yeah, but after the children was born, they are there, they are the closest to the child. You know, each time the child will cry and the mother know why they cry. The father don't know. They call the father to take care of children, the father will sleep before the child sleep. You know, they are so good in taking care to the children will crawl after the father sleep. But a mother will not sleep until the baby sleep. That is the mother. Yeah. We have a lot of mothers here, they can confirm. And the father also have to confirm. Yeah. You have no choice, but you have to admit it's true. Yeah. But then again, there are times that Allah will test the mother that she'll be abandoned by the father. Normally when the child do not reach the age of puberty, the mother have more right towards the children than the father. The custody should go to the mother. They don't have to fight. But today, because we are so corrupted and we are so unreasonable, rude, cruel, we want to fight to hurt the mother. We know the mother is very attached to the children. Because we have problem, and now yeah, we want to divorce her because of the problem, or she asks for a divorce, we want to teach her a lesson. We want to fight for the custody of the children. Now, Islamically, if a man do that, he is no more a man. He is a diocesan bully. He wants to bully the wife or the ex-wife. The mother of the children is very, very wrong. Islamically, they have no right. They have right to see the child, of course. But the one who have more right to take care of the children is the mother. Until the mother remarried. When the mother is remarried, then it's up to the father now. Whether the father can accept it, yeah, that the mother's still take care of the children, or he can ask, yeah, for the children, because they are worried that the new father may love the mother of the children but not the children. And normally in a married life, yeah, the husband have more power, have more authority. Yeah. We just got a news yesterday when I was talking to the teachers, yeah, they got information from some of their family members. Very alarming situation. We are waiting for some further information to see how we can come in to help. They said it happened to these brother and sisters. Yeah, and they are 15 and 16 years old. both parents, they are from the same father and mother, they were divorced, they are separated, and now both parents remarried. When they both parents remarried, this daughter and son refused to stay with both of them. We do not know really why. And where do they sleep? In the car. They sleep in the car. But how can you let them sleep in the car? They are not 5-6 years old. They are baligh now. If something will happen to them. So they asked me, can we do something? I said, what have they done? They said they have reported to the authority. They have reported to the welfare department. They have came and looked at the situation, but nothing, no action yet towards the children, either towards the parent. Very difficult. Parents want to accept them, but the children refuse to go. It's tough, very tough. Of course, if they refuse, but you cannot just let them stay, live in the car every night, just two of them. These are things that is happening in among our society that we are not exposed to. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us good children and we are good parents. Allah have protect us and also our children. We hope that our grandchildren will not face this problem, inshallah. So this is where the Prophet said, whenever three of a woman's children die, they will be shielded for her from the fire, because the father is not there. Either the father abandoned the mother. So normally it's easy for the father to abandon the mother than the mother abandoned the father, the husband, normally. So the sabar from the woman are stronger. A woman asked the Prophet ﷺ, how about two children if I don't have three? He replied, two also is okay. How about one again? At the end, even one. Because you have other general hadith to talk about, as long they are children. This is just to encourage his ummah to have more children. Prophet loved his ummah to have more children. For those who have three already, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But of course, this is not something that you can force, We pity one sister that we're talking about in Japan, a revert after the first baby died, and now she's 40 plus, almost close to 50. When you talk about children, she always cry, and the husband is putting pressure to her. Get pregnant again. It's also a pressure, How nice if the man can get pregnant, and let them also go through. But they don't go through, or they just want get pregnant. So she was very depressed. She was talking to my wife, and then we got some info, and then I was talking to the husband. Please, be kind, be loving and caring to your wife. It's not what we want. We can encourage, but we cannot pressure, we cannot force. Especially when you are reaching that age, we do not know whether it's safe, it's healthy or not. You have to check with the doctor, the specialist, everything you must prepare yourself. I hope the husband do stop pressing, putting pressure to the wife. It was a good family outing in Japan, that we emphasize a lot about these family values. istirja. And that is, go back to istirja. A Muslim should express the belief in Allah's power over everything and the submission to his qadar. By actual words, he should frequently, thoughtfully, truthfully proclaim istirja, which is saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In Surah Baqarah you have this ayah, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah said from 155 to 157, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Before that Allah will say, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُعْ وَالنَّقْصِ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah said, I'm going to test all of you with fear, hunger, death, poverty, everything is a test from Allah. Then Allah and وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, said or give glad tidings to those who have sabr. Now who are the people who have sabr? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالْ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. This is a sign of the people who have sabar. Sabar is not just, oh, I'm patient, but one of the characteristics of the person who have sabar is if anything bad happen, especially death, the first thing that will come out from their mouth is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raju. Reminding all of us, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we were it. Everything came from Allah. Allah is the one who gives us everything, and everything that came from Him will have to go back to Him. He is the owner, Malik. He owns everything. We don't owe anything. We own even ourselves, don't belong to us, belong to Allah. It's an amanah. We are here to make sure that we fulfill what Allah has entrusted to us. And that's why the Prophet said, La iman liman la amana tala. There is no iman for people who have no amana. We belong to Allah. We are holding the body, the eye, the ear, the hand, you know, the leg, everything that is with us is an amana from Allah. That's why Allah called us to take good care of our life, because our life is an amanah. When you have family, your family is amanah. Take care of your family. When you are given a job, it's an amanah. When the children were sent to the school, it's the amanah for the teacher and the school to make sure that the children is safe. That's how we move on. If everybody will respond to the amanah, Allahu Akbar, there'll be a lot of peace. We solve a lot of problems. Those who have patience are those who, when something bad happens, a fitna, death, anything that we know is not good to us. Yeah? Only Allah knows what is good. Yeah? To us, we don't seem that death is good. Yeah? But there is a prayer the Prophet ﷺ allowed, that if you think that dying is bad, after you have gone through all the treatment, the pain, the suffering, only you know well, because you bear the pain by yourself. No one can understand the pain that we've gone through. People have given this and that, we have tried this and that, we have went to this hospital, that nothing really make any changes in our health. Then only the Prophet taught us a dua. A dua to say to Allah, oh Allah, if death is good for me, take my life now. If living is better, then heal me. Then only you say that, after you have tried your level best. But not like, just one pain, ay Allah, I want to die lah. What is this? Even non-Muslim don't have that kind of weakness. They fight, you know, they keep on fighting. They do their level best. And how can we Muslims who have qadr and qadr, who have iman, give up so fast? It's very wrong. You know? It's just like helping your children, educating your children. You cannot just give up like that. Have faith, have patience. You know? The person who really have patience and the person who really know how to express his patience is a person when something happened, he said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." He know that it's from Allah. Everybody have to go back to him. Khalas. Of course, you can cry. Being human, you feel sad. You know? But you have accept the fact they are going back to Allah. What is there to complain? No. We belong to him and he takes us back when he likes. It is those who will be awarded blessing and mercy from their Lord. This is what Allah said. By doing that only, you will be blessed, you will be awarded by Allah. And it is those who are guided. Only those who are guided, if you say that you are guided, then inshallah, that's how you respond. You don't go in and bang your head on the wall, want to break your head and injure yourself. Why you do that? I've seen somebody have problem, between husband and wife, and we were, so happened was the passengers, they were driver, the husband was, the wife was a driver, the husband, sit beside, front seat, we behind, Allahu Akbar, I have to keep on warning her, there is some passengers behind you, you're so upset with the husband, and they have to go to a place, they invite us. So she drive. It's like she's going to hit somebody. Especially when there is the bumper. He'll never stop. She like to fly. We behind. Inna lillahi wa lillahi. La ilaha illallah. What can you do? He control the wheel. You put more pressure, he's pressed more. No, Allahu Akbar. Very difficult sometimes when you have no patience. You show your anger. Yeah? Umm Salama reported that Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, said, "Ma min Muslim tusibahu musibatun fayaqulu ma amr Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati, wa akhlif li khairan minha illa akhlaf Allahu lahu khairan minha." Whenever there is an affliction, fitna, death strike a Muslim, and he or she say, as Allah commanded him to do so, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa akhlif fi khairan minha. To Allah we belong and to him we will return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and replace it for me with that is better." Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. Sometimes maybe deep in our heart we're asking, when this man is going to die? Enough, my problem with him enough. I got headache, I got heart sick, I cannot sleep. Then he died. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, sometimes your patience is not easy. To be with somebody that you don't like. You like him before, but later on he betray you, he dishonor you, he beat you up. It's not easy. But women normally they are very patient, and Allah will reward them for their patience. And that's why Allah said that Allah will replace it for him or her with that which is better. So brothers and sisters, inshallah, may Allah bless us. Let us end with Salama added, "When Abu Salama died, I thought, who among the Muslims is better than Abu Salama?" That means her husband. "He is from the first family that migrated to Allah's Messenger. After the Prophet migrated to Medina, this family is the first family who follows it. Yet I said it, And Allah replaced him for me with Allah's messenger. Allah's messenger sent Hatib bin Abi Balta, seeking my hand in marriage. I told him, I have a daughter to take care of, and I am a jealous woman. Now he is very careful, so I am a very jealous woman, you know. So Allah's messenger said, as for her daughter, we ask Allah to suffice her from her, and I ask Allah to remove her jealousy. That means she is going to get married with the Prophet. Of course, any man compared with the Prophet, nobody can be better than the Prophet. Yeah? That means for your daughter, you don't worry. There will be, and then we will be taking care of the daughter together. It's not just on your burden, inshallah. Allah will help us. And for you, you are telling me you are a jealous woman. Of course, I accept the fact you are jealous. You told me out front. But I will pray to Allah that Allah remove your jealousy. Yeah? Inshallah. But it's true. The prayer of the Prophet was accepted. You know, when they got married later on, she just don't have the feeling to get jealous anymore. Yeah? You know what happened in the time of the Prophet when there is some jealousy among them. Yeah? To the extent there are a lot of gossiping now. They don't gossip with other people, just among them. Then the Prophet called all of them one day. Yeah? Because sometimes when the Prophet are very private, when he is with this wife, if he so happen he have something with him, he want to share with that wife. And so he shared with his wife. But then when he was with the other wife, that thing is not with him. But later on, that wife found out that, no, he shared something with the other wife. Now they start to talk. Yeah. Like the Prophet favor is not something that the Prophet is not just to any one of them. It so happens sometimes they think that when you are with them, you have something, or something gives you something. So you bring along and then you share with them. It's not purposely that. But to show us the Prophet, yeah, also do something, and he do not just tell everybody. This is the risky for her, we share with her. And then the Prophet was upset a bit because they become a bit jealous among themselves. Yeah? Just because of honey, they become jealous sometimes. You know? So the Prophet called all of them. Tell me, what do you really want from your husband? Because the Prophet have big responsibility, not only to his family, but to the Ummah. He have to call people to Islam, guide everybody. He need support, moral support. And every woman have their strength. Some are rich, some love children, yeah, some love to do welfare work, some are very learned, they can pick up a lot of things very easily. Like Aisha is very learned. So everybody have their strength. So the Prophet hope that they will help together for the Ummah, because now they become mother of the nation. They are not wife of the Prophet, the mother of the believers. They cannot be jealous. All the other people is like their children. Not easy to be the wise Prophet. For us, oh, Prophet's wife special. But also you must be very patient. Yeah. Then the Prophet asked, what do you want? If this, the dunya is the thing that you are fighting, talking about, if the dunya matters is so important, I will give all of you what you want from this dunya, then I will leave all of you once. That's enough. Then they realize, alhamdulillah, they realize that they have been very wrong. Yeah? To have this feeling, why must you have this feeling? Why must you entertain this dunya? Yeah? Where you have something so great waiting for you, al-akhirah and jannah. What is this? The little you sacrifice here, you get so much in return. Why can't you look at that picture? Of course, being human. You want now. We human always like that. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. No? So we hope all of us will try our best to make sure we start by doing one simple thing. What is that? Huh? What can we do? What can we do? Something that you can do, you cannot say, I can't. What is that? We all start possible one day, one page of the Quran. Yeah, meet all the family after dinner. I mean, it's after the time you fit. Yeah, you look for the right time. You have a lot of blessings. Can you imagine everybody is learning together? One page. And whoever wants to become the reciter of it, mashallah, he get more reward. Yeah? And we hope that after understanding the Quran, guidance from Allah, we all respond, sami'na wa ata'na, then we have taqwa. Then we have children who are muttaqeen. That's what we want. Inshallah. Is there any question? We open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Sister Fauzia Faddali. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. One day are adult, they will become adult. Those who are children, they are in the form of children. No. When we are resurrected, you remember a woman came to the Prophet, an old woman came to the Prophet and asked her, can I go to Jannah? No. The Prophet don't really mean it, but just... there is no old people in Jannah. So that woman was a bit, no, he cried, he left the Prophet, Khalas, no, I have no more future. So the Prophet called somebody to call her back, said, I mean, when you're in Jannah, you are not going to be old, all are young, in the age of 30 plus. For those who have age, for those young children, they become children. Children is still children, only those who have bypass 30 plus, 60 plus, don't worry, you're not going to be 60s. Yeah? You'll be aged in the 30s. And of course, all of us are huge. But children is children. Their fitra is different. They are considered children. Allah will let them know, the parents. The important thing is us. That's why if the mother die while giving birth, or if the child die and the mother die together, all of her is shaheed. No? When there is a soul, there is a life already. Consider a human. Yeah? Na'am. Second question from the other sisters. Sister Rohani, remind me of Rajab. You know, we Muslim, very seasoning Muslim, you know. When come to the month of Rajab, there's a lot of messages going through here and there about the benefit, the significance, to remind people of Rajab. There is no authentic hadith about the significance of Rajab, except if you want to fast Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15, you can. There's no special prayer. Yeah, all the thing that you have been informed is not based on authentic hadith. It so happens we all love all this kind of thing. To want to make dua, no problem, not because of Rajab. Yeah, because you want to make dua to Allah Rabbul Alamin. Yeah? We know after Rajab is what? Sha'ban. After Sha'ban will be Ramadan. So we can keep on making dua. May Allah give us the opportunity to fast in this coming Ramadan. Because Muslims always love to meet up with Ramadan. It's a blessed month. Yeah? We don't know. Allah will allow us to survive until the coming Ramadan, but we always pray, may Allah give us the blessing of this coming Ramadan. So when Ramadan is getting closer, brother and sister, what is important? Make sure that you who still have some fasting that you owe Allah from last year, please make sure you clear it before the coming Ramadan. Yeah? If you still can, please redeem it as soon as possible before the day is flying very fast. And then suddenly, oh, tomorrow Ramadan. We don't like to be caught in a situation, last minute situation. May Allah make it easy for all of us. So remember all the hadith talking about Rajab, hadith, this is not based on authentic hadith. Last question from the sisters, from the brothers. None, alhamdulillah. So once again, I think next Wednesday we are still around. We still be around, then we'll be going for Oslo. We have one Wednesday break, inshallah. But next coming Wednesday, class will be still on, inshallah. And 12, we are not here. We are leaving on the 6th. But anyhow, to all the brothers and sisters, we just want to remind all of you and share with you that last Sunday is the day we have the prize giving for the Super Thinker, the collage program activities. Is a collaboration between Super Thinker and Al Khadim News. We have it here. Alhamdulillah, a lot of children came. The Home of Hope Children was here because we have people who bought the envelope, sponsored the children, and they got their certificates of participation, and also they got prizes for those who win the competition. Alhamdulillah. So we like to thank all the brand sisters who participate in helping some of the children who can't afford to participate in this collage competition. So once again, may Allah reward all of you for your kindness. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.